Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Senior quarterback's coach Nick Sheridan discusses his new offense and obviously his senior quarterback Richard Lego.
I think he knows the guys better. It's hard to lead people you don't know, and certainly being with them and on the same team with them for over a year, I think that helps just with the relationships in the different position rooms, and obviously that's vital to being a quarterback, and he's improved that way, and still got room for improvement, still things that we all can work on, coaches, players, everyone's just trying to be a little bit better each and every day, and Rich is no different. One of the biggest things for training camp for the quarterbacks is to teach them how to think. What's the thought process and how we're going to play football at that position? You know, the schemes are the schemes. You know, there's a lot of carryover from one system to the next. There's only so many pass concepts in football, but really trying to sharpen the way we think, the way we make decisions, the way we take care of the football, that's been certainly a focal point for our room as it has been for the other position groups. But obviously we touch the ball on every play, so it's certainly important for us. We're pretty much done through the installation. There's a few wrinkles here and there that we're still adding and exposing to the players.
With Lego's experience and development, does that help you expand the playbook?
I think that's always a fine line on having too much and not having enough. We're going to run the plays that we feel our players know and can execute, and that give us the best chance to move the ball. However much volume that may be, that's something that we discuss on a daily basis, you know, whether we're having too much or not enough. We're about execution, but we also are trying to be creative in the manner in which we play on offense. So there's a fine line. We obviously won't run plays that we don't feel like our guys can execute. So it's totally up to them, the number of plays that they can handle. And I think players want to be challenged. You know, they want to learn new plays. I think that makes it fun to come to practice and come to meetings.
Great thoughts from IU quarterback coach Nick Sheridan. Reds and Cubs on the airwaves tonight. Marty Brenneman's pregame at 8 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Mascott.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Yesterday, we caught up with IU quarterback Richard Lego as he looks forward to his senior season and his development from this year to last.
I think I've made growth every day. That's what you want, is make plays on the field, make mistakes, go in the film room, learn from them, and then hopefully go out and not make those mistakes again. Grade myself. I see myself not making the same mistake again on some things, and other things will be, you know, it'll happen again. So it's just everyday thing, continuing to be, you know, your biggest critic. And you think you have a good day, think you have a bad day, whatever it is, you go in and watch film, clear your mind, and just really sit down and dive into it. That's been very beneficial for the whole room.
And the senior talks about noticeable improvement in his game.
Yeah, I've been running a lot better than I did last year. I think a lot of that is just being decisive on when I want to tuck the ball and run, being confident that I can do that. You know, that's something I didn't do a lot of last year. As I've gotten more and more comfortable in this system, whether it be a design run or just a play breaks down and I scramble, that's probably the biggest thing that I've seen of myself on tape that I wasn't doing last year.
A new season brings a new offensive coordinator and new quarterbacks coach.
A lot of camp was installing plays that you already have a pretty good knowledge of, that you remember from the spring or summer workouts, whatever, and then just adding, you know, tweaks here and there, or running them from different formations, you know, just being able to line up and no matter what our formation is, being able to run any play. It's what the coaches tell us. We should be able to run any play out of pretty much any formation. It just starts with the understanding the concept. And once you fully understand the concept, knowing where someone needs to be on the field, the formation, you know, it's just for looks and show. You know, it'll give you different looks from the defense maybe, or it'll set it up better on your side of the ball. But you want the same guys to end up in the same place on every play.
We'll hear more from senior quarterback Richard Lego later in the week. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.